Koftes Elul, Erev of Rosh Hashanah, Wednesday the 28th of September, Rabbi Jerry Grunfeld, Urei Yishenim Mishin Asher.
I want to start with a pasuk from Kisavai. V'hoyo Kisavai ela oris asher Hashem lekech anoisin lechon nachla v'yarishta v'yarashta v'yashavta bo v'lokachtem reishis kol priho adoma. We'll lead from there to Rosh Hashanah. So it's the mitzvah of Bikurim. The mitzvah of Bikurim is that once you've got into Eretz Yisrael, you've settled the land, says Rashi, Magid Shulay Nischai will be Bikurim at Shekrifshu Es Ha'oretz V'chalkua. As he said, V'oik Lisvay L'Oretz Hashem Shem L'Kech Nais Nachal V'Yerushta V'Yashavta Bo. So for only after Yerusha, that's after 14 years, when you've conquered the land, you've settled the land, that's when you'll hire Bikurim, not before that. And of course the question is, did I say the Rashi over? Magid? Did I say it over? I said it. Yes, Shani's Chayim Bikurim as she gives you as the Oris Michalkua. The question is, the monarch stopped already as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael. So the 14 years when they were Hoylech V'Koyvesh, and they were only producing produce. So why did they have to wait 14 years before they could say thank you to the Rebbein Shul be Bikurim? What are you waiting for? You've already got a Chiyav HaKoris HaTayiv from the beginning. And yet they weren't Chaim until after 14 years. That's the first question. Second question is the following. It's a fascinating Balaturim. The Balaturim says the following. The Kohen should take the tenner, the basket, from the person who's bringing the Bikurim. Says the Balaturim, Hatene, or Tene is Gematria Samach. It's Gematria of a Samach. 60. Zukte Azoi. Velokach Nelom Samach Beparshis Bikurim. That's why the Samach, there's no Samach in Parshis Bikurim. The Samach is taken away, Velokach Hatene, you take away the Tene. Yep, which adds Samach, you take it and push it away. You won't find a Samach in Parashat Bikurim at all. What's the message? What's he trying to tell you? Here's a third question. Famous Gemara. Machris Reb Alexander. Man Boy Chaya. Reb Alexander was Machris. He went to the Shuk and he said, Man Boy Chaya, who wants life? Man Boy Chaya, who wants life? The Oilam came, they surrounded him. Everyone wants the elixir of life. They all said to him, tell us, what is life? Bring us life, give us life. If you want to keep living, stop talking Lashon Hara. So why don't you just go to shul? If you want the time to stop Lashon Hara, wait till Shabbos morning, you're standing at the shtender, bang out the shtender, so possibly you just said this Shabbos, you stop talking Lashon Hara. If you want life, stop talking Lashon Hara, but stop our risk gates is shook. That's the third question. Huh?
Probably more people in the shuk.
Ah, you mean he only had a little shtiebel? You're talking about Rabbi Alexander. We saw he had the biggest shul in the whole area. Rabbi Zalat, right? And you have a grosser rabbi. Sure, you had a huge oilem in shul as well. Okay, I hear the answer. I'm going to suggest another one. Yeah? Then we have another question. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel that when Klal Yisrael went up to the Beis HaMikdosh 3 times a year, of Vavo Ama Oris of Nehashem, Bemoyadam, when Klai Yisrael come up in Yontef, Habod Derishat Sofen Ishtachavos, somebody comes through the northern gate to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yetzei Derishah HaNegev. He has to exit through the southern gate. Habod Derishah HaNegev, if you enter through the southern gate, Yetzei Derishat Svoini, he's got to exit through the northern gate. Lo Yoshul Derech Hashah Shebo Boi Kinichi Yetzei. He's not allowed to exit the Beis HaMikdosh through the same gate as he entered. He can only exit through the opposite gate. Why? Okay, so we've got 4 questions. Again, just to chaz it over, why did they wait 14 years for Bikurim? Why was Rabbi Loza Machris, Rabbi Alexander Machris in the Shuk? What's the lesson of the Samach? And why do you have to enter and exit through opposite gates? So let's begin to answer. And answer everything with one yesod. Shteitim posuk yisoyelim bonim avnei bonim. The Torah warns us that we have children and grandchildren. We'll settle the land. V'noishamtem ba'oretz, you will wax us old in the land. That's the translation. You will wax us old in the land. V'shchatem v'asisem pesel t'meras koil ha'idaisu v'chem ki avit habdon. If you start serving idols, you'll be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to Golis, I'm warning you. What's this with your shamtem ba'oret? You'll become old in the land. Rabbi Yisrael, routine is the biggest killer. It deadens us. And it desensitizes us to avodas Elokim. V'noishamtem means you come old. From the word yoshon. Yoshon means old. There's another word which has exactly the same root as yoshon. And that's yoshein. To sleep. What's the common denominator between yoshon and v'yoshein? If it's got the same root, there must be a common denominator. When somebody becomes old and routine, and you're weary of it, and it's got no chiddush, and it doesn't excite you anymore, you know what happens? You fall asleep. And the Samach, in Kabbalistic terms, Nishtazeir bin Azabok in Kabbalah, that the Samach is the symbol of the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Acha. Samach represents the Sitra Acha. The Medrash learns it from Vayizkaya. The first Yetzer Hara was Vayizkaya, Bosso. Don't go into this. By Chava. The Yisgah Bosa, that was the first time the Yitzhahara of the woman was created. You know that the Samach is the letter which represents the Yitzhahara. Something very interesting. Why the Samach out of all the letters? Why does the Samach represent the Yitzhahara? You know why? What?
It goes before, it goes round and round.
Correct. That's correct. Because the Samach is a circle. It's a circle. See, if I would want to draw for you a rectangle, let's say I start a rectangle, okay? Yeah, you're watching me? I'm going along. Yeah? Can you tell me when I'm going to go down on the perpendicular?
When your hand gets tired.
Pardon?
When your hand gets tired.
When my hand gets tired. But you don't know when my hand's going to get tired. And therefore, when I draw the horizontal line, you have no idea when I'm going to go down to make the rectangle. But if I draw a circle, and I begin the circle, you can finish the circle off for me the moment I start the circle. A circle represents predictability. It's predictable. You cannot finish a rectangle for me. And therefore the Samach, which goes round and round and round, is predictability. When you get predictability, you know what the greatest Yetzer Hara is? Routine. When it's routine, you forget the freshness, and your avoider gets less and less and less, and you fall asleep. And I heard this in the shiur of Moshe Shapiro. There's a common denominator for the word. Nature, huh? Nurture? No, I didn't say nurture. Nature. What's the word for nature in Hebrew?
Teva.
What's the word for a ring in Hebrew?
Tabas.
What's the word for a coin in Hebrew? Matbea. How interesting. They've all got the same root. Teva, tabas, and matbea all have the same root. Now in English, there's no such thing as a common denominator between nature, N-A-T-U-R-E, and a ring, R-I-N-G, and a and a coin, C-O-I-N. There's absolutely no connection between those letters. Yet you've got a common root, teva, tabas, and matbea in Hebrew. Then there must be a common denominator. And the answer is that they're all round. Teva goes round and round and round. What is teva? Summer, autumn, winter, spring, summer, autumn, winter, spring. You go round, and you go round, and you go round. And tabas is a ring. It goes round and round and round. And matbea is a coin. Coin is round. The idea of those having the same common denominator is the idea of routine going round and round. I mean, it's not, the common denominator is that they go round and round. The Yetzer Hara goes round and round and round and gives you routine. You get used to a situation. A routine deadens. Yoshon, Yoshen. And we need constant chiddush. Constant chiddush. And that's why Klal Yisrael, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodoshim, that's why Klal Yisrael were given, everyone asked, why were Klal Yisrael given the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? Out of all the mitzvahs which you would have expected, you've got 630 mitzvahs, what do you have a Kiddush HaChodesh for as the first mitzvah? The answer is because we go Bosa, we go after the moon, they go after the sun, which is Shona. Shona is a year is a solar year, and Shona has the common denominator of Shinun, and it goes round them, Vishinantam Levanecha. You should repeat to your children and teach them. Shinun is the idea of going round and round and round. Shona is a year. The year goes round and round through the seasons. What is the Levana? The Levana is a, what is the Chodesh? Chidush. Chodesh is Chidush. In our eyes, the moon waxes and waneth. It waxes and it wanes. And the idea is that here you see it and here you don't. And you have to start all over again, but you have to start afresh. So Klal Yisrael, when they came out to Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim stands for Meitzah. Meitzah is borders, constraint. Para said, Liya Oiri Vani Asisini. The Yoyer, the Nile is mine and I created myself, said Paroi. The Nile is mine and I created myself. Li Yoyer Vani Asisini, which means that I've got nowhere to go. I'm a god. Paroi made himself into a god. If you make yourself into a god, you've reached the pinnacle. If you reach the pinnacle, there's no more Chiddush. You're there. You've arrived. You have nowhere to go. And therefore, we have to get out of Mitzorim. We have to get out of Mitzrayim and start a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. Needs constant chiddush, and that says the Arkadis Yitzchok is the idea of Bikurim. When it came to Bikurim, the first 14 years when Klal Yisrael conquered the land, it needed no chiddush. They were excited. They didn't have to bring Bikurim to give a chorus akoy to Rabbeinu Shlomo. They understood that their sustenance came from the Rabbeinu Yisrael. This was all new, this was all fresh. They'd been mum the whole time. And now they're coming to Eretz Yisrael. For the first 14 years before they were settling into the land, it was still a chiddush. But once you get to Veneshantem Ba'oretz, once you settle down in the land, then it becomes very dangerous. Once there's kibush and there's chiluk, then we're worried that they'll get used to it, and you will know where your sustenance comes from. And therefore, you have to start bringing Bikurim. But only after Kibbush and Chilek, because that's the time when it begins to get dangerous. As I state in Akedah Yitzchak, the first 14 years, there's no lacking HaKoros HaTov. That's from the Shantam Ba'oretz. That's the danger. And that's the Pshat in the Samach. The Pshat in the Samach is... Pshat in the Samach is... that the Samach stands for the Yetzer Hara. The Samach stands for the Neshamtem Ba'oretz. The Samach stands for the circular routine. And that's the danger of settling down of a Neshamtem Ba'oretz. So by bringing Bikurim, you take away the Yetzer Hara of routine. You freshly remind yourself every year when you have new produce, when you could by that time already say, oh, I have this every year, I get produce every year, everything's fine, We've arrived, we don't need any help from anybody. When you get a great bounty every single year, you're in no problem at all. So what I do, in order to counteract that, I take the tenor b'yodi. I take the tenor, that's the samach, and I counteract the samach with the basket, and I take it to the kohen. And with that, I remove the samach from the partial bikurim, which was the danger in the first place. Isn't that beautiful? You're sitting there. Yeah. It's not mine, it's not mine. Yeah? And that was the purpose of Rebbe Alexander. You see, if he had stood at the Shtender on a Shabbos morning, and everybody's every week saying, the Tzoy Lushen Chom, Mi O Isha Chofetz Chaim, Oy Vyorim Neres Tzoyim, and saying, Rabbi Yisai, Oy, Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Yisai, stop talking Lashon Hara, stop Lashon Hara, yeah, Mi O Isha Chaim, and say, Rabbi Yisai, we've heard that before. We've seen that before. We know the pasuk. We've seen it all before. But you go out into the market and you do a little bit dramatic. Me or man boy chaya, man boy chaya. Who wants life? Well, everyone's life. Nobody's expecting a pasuk like that. And you go to the marketplace and nobody's expecting anything. What's he coming to the marketplace for? And then he shouts, "Who wants life?" So everybody comes running. And all of a sudden you repeat the pasuk, which you've been saying 1,000 times, but you do it in a different context. That's fresh, that's new, that's sudden. All of a sudden it goes in because you've come up with a new angle. And that's why he went out to the marketplace to give this chiddush. And that's why you don't go out of the same door in the Beis HaMikdash. I want to quote to you a yaivus. Unbelievable yaivus. The Yaivat says, "Ki hikpid, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was makpid, shlo yira hasha'a beis pa'amim. You shouldn't see the same gate twice. Pen yishle be'enov l'sha'a beisai, because it will become like the doors of your house. You go in through the door, you go out through the same door. So it becomes common. It becomes, what's the word, familiar? And familiarity breeds contempt." It will come like the Kiris Habayis, the Kirosov, as thus stating Yaivitz. I ask you, how many times did they enter and exit during the year? 6 times. They went to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. Stayed in the Pasuk B'moyed. As thus stayed in the Pasuk B'moyed. So they went 6 times a year. We're talking about Eila Rego. Sorry, 3 times a year. So you've got 6 entrances and exits. If you go in and out through the same door 3 times, it becomes familiar. And if it becomes familiar, you're in trouble. And the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash, of going up to the Beis HaMikdash, is chidush. You want to get out of the routine of our regular life. So we want to be mechadis family. You go out the same door 3 times, you're in trouble. Unbelievable. I just like to stay in the ibis. You know something? You don't need 3 times. Twice is enough. Omar Rav Huna, Kimon Shava, Odom Aveira V'Shona Bo, Nasis Lekeheta. That's all you need. The first time is terrible. It was a chiddush that you were choiter. That's a terrible thing. You're shocked by yourself. But the second time is already Nasis Lekeheta. Shaking Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, by the third time it's already a mitzvah. Shinun, repetition. Yoshom and Yoshein. Shana, Chodesh. Shaking Rambam, Afalpi, Shetkias Shoifa, Barosh Shana, Gezeres HaKosef. Even though the Torah does not give a reason for Tkiyah Shofar, Remez Yeshboy, there is a Remez, Tloima, Uru Yeshenim Mishinaschem, wake up, you puffers from your shloch, Hikitsu Mitadam Aseichem, arouse yourself from your slumbers, Vechipsu Maaseichem Vechizru Betshuva, Vezichru Barachem. You can be deadened by routine. You go through the whole year We go over and over and over again on our mitzvahs and our davening. And it become very, very routine. Says the Rambam, you need a tekiah shofar, you need a blast. You need a blast to waken you up from your slumbers, to get us out of the circle, to get us out of the routine. V'zichru barachim. That's the idea of tekiah shofar. I once heard a Moedic Moshel from Reb Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzad Livrocha. Reb Shimon Schwab said the following. There was once a janitor . He earned £90 a week. He had a dream. In this dream, he was travelling. He wasn't just travelling. He was travelling on a cruise. It wasn't just an ordinary cruise. It was a luxury cruise. And he had a cabin. But it wasn't just an ordinary cabin. He had a cabin... not right down the bottom, under the water, wasn't even on the first floor, on the surface of the water, wasn't on the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth floor. It was on the top of the ship, and he had a stateroom. And in the stateroom, he had his own bathroom, he had his own suite. It was a magnificent suite. He had the most expensive suite in the whole of the ship. And the ship wasn't just a cruise for a week. It wasn't just a cruise for 2 weeks. It wasn't even a cruise for a month. It was a cruise for a year. Around the world tour. And it cost him £125,000. Huh? That's cheap. It cost him £500,000. Cost more like it. Cost him £500,000. Yeah, of course I was going to say, because he needed it. Oh, it wasn't, he was a janitor, sorry. Yeah. Anyway, it cost him £500,000.
It's only a dream.
And the question is, how on earth can a janitor who pays £90, gets £90 a week, how on earth can he afford £500,000? It's unbelievable. So what's the answer? He woke up. The answer was a dream. And in a dream, Sir Reb Shimon Schwab, you can go anywhere and you can pay £500,000 and it doesn't make the slightest difference. There's no limitations in the dream. The trouble is, the next morning, when you wake up, you realize that you have moved not an inch. Sir Reb Shimon Schwab, you can go through life. You go through 70 years, Besonderen Zwanzig, and you think you're moving in the world, and you wake up in 120 years, and you realize that you have moved not an inch. You're wheeling, and you're dealing, and you're doing all kinds of marvelous things, but in the real world, you suddenly wake up, and you realize you have moved not an inch. That's the idea of shofar. Because shofar is to get you out of your shluf. Get out of your slumbers and realize that life is serious. Life is not a picnic. There's avoda. There's work to be done. And that gives us a chizuk and chiddush and takes us out of the neshanta. That's what it's for. You know, I was thinking to myself, you know what the Baalei Musa say? The Baalei Musa say, Meretz Zich. Yeah, that's very true, Meretz Zich. You know, I was thinking to myself, what's a classic example of routine? Classic. Now I think to myself, you know, we all stand on Rosh Hashanah after the Nisan HaTekev, and it comes to Aleinu, and they say, you know, it's part of one of the highlights of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Aleinu! Aleinu! It's an unbelievable tefillah. And we say it with Gevaldige Kavana. And then comes the year, and we schlubber it up. At the end of tefillah. Huh? I don't have such a word, I just made it up. Schlubber it or schlubber it up. Yeah? 3 times a day, it's over and done with within seconds. And it's Dr. Zelba Olenu that we stand on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say with every single word with the rest of Kavana. What's happened to us? The answer is routine. It's the same Aleinu, but you're saying Aleinu over and over and over again until it becomes meaningless, Chas v'Shalom. You could even say Zachrein L'chaim. By the time you start saying Zachrein L'chaim, by the time you come to Erev Yom Kippur, it's already, you know, Zachrein L'chaim is part of Shemoneh Esrei already. The routines doesn't, if you only got five, if you, three times is already routine, three times in and out of a gate of the Beis HaMikdash, how many more Zachrein L'chaim does it take until it becomes routine? How many more Aleinus does it take until it becomes routine? That is the Samach. That is the Yetzer Hara, and that's what we have to work at. That is what the Shofar is coming to blast us out of our sleep. The Eibushin should give us all koyach. The Eibushin should give us the siyach d'shmaya to get ourselves out of routine so that we can down with gvalda kavona and make resolutions for the next year, that we do everything with a kavona, so we'd all have a gesiva chesim tayv and gzumtiyah of nachas and simcha. Amen.